Star night at the Ajax Club. Hey, Tom, Mr. Fairchild, did you catch the Ajax ad in the trib? Bob Hamel stuck his head in the door of the walnut-paneled conference room. Tom Fairchild looked up from the papers on the table and grinned. Yep, Star night. The wicked wheel strikes again. I'm on the wheel committee this quarter, so I was a witness. I wish I could tell you the name of the lady with such bad luck. Our Marcia? Bob asked incredulous. There are rumors. Marcia Waltman was the firm's receptionist. Lovely to look at with a body to die for, and a pleasant disposition. Dom shrugged cheerfully. My lips are sealed. Bob's eyes went wide. So, that's where she's been all day. I wouldn't jump to conclusions if I were you, Bob said evenly. It was clear that he was slightly irritated. Linda Farrington perked up her ears. She'd heard of the Ajax Club. All the senior partners were members, she'd been told. I'd like to go to Ajax Club sometime, she said. Fairchild gave her a quick look. Since joining the firm, Linda had steadfastly refused to date any member of the firm. Even handsome Rodney Stewart, the most eligible senior partner since his messy divorce last year. I don't think you'd care for it, Miss Farrington, he said carefully. The honorific was used in the office as part of the office practice of calling all lawyers Mr. and Mrs. Linda Farrington was a 33-year-old divorcee, 5'7" tall with chestnut brown hair and fair complexion. She jogged 5 miles every morning and weighed 135 pounds. Her face lit up beautifully when she smiled, which was, unfortunately, a rare event. Even so, half the men in the building had wet dreams about her in her first 6 months with the firm. She was a product liability specialist and had already made the firm over $1 million in fees during her tenure. She would be, probably, named a full partner this afternoon. At least most thought so. Linda did not. She was not a member of the Ajax Clubs, and Tom Fairchild was. You're a member? Linda said flatly. Tom nodded. He knew what Linda probably thought. It's not what you think, Miss Farrington, he said. And what do I think it is, Mr. Fairchild? Linda asked. Sweetness dripping from her words. Her tone would make opposing counsel very cautious. Tom knew that tone of voice. Careful here. You think that the Ajax Clubs is a bunch of old fogies sitting in big overstuffed chairs and smoking cigars while lovely, scantily clad waitresses bring them brandy. Tom grinned. He could tell in her eyes that it was exactly what she thought. It's not like that. Nope. Please enlighten me, Linda said. Tom shrugged. It's not a big secret. The Ajax Clubs is a club that is for dominant men and submissive women. Actually, that is too simple. It is for men who are dominant, concerning sex with their women, and women who are submissive, concerning sex with their men. Often the women are not submissive in real life, nor are the men dominant in real life. The members and their women are masked to preserve their identity, and all members and their women must adopt new names for use inside the club. Membership is supposed to be secret, but it's hard to keep secrets around this outfit. Tom finished ruefully. And you think I would not like this place? Linda asked sweetly. Careful, Tom thought of himself. There is that tone again.